This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
Yes, sir, and welcome back to our second and final hour. Lewis Lamb and myself will take you right up until 8 o'clock this evening. If you miss any of the interviews this evening, we had Corey Bender open up the program talking Florida Gators, Coach David Yost, the offensive coordinator at FIU, Alex Dono from Locked On Canes talking University of Miami, and plus the interviews that we have in the second hour. Just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and then click that, and you'll see South Florida High School Sports. We have interviews up from weeks ago and months ago, and certainly a lot going on, especially now. As we said, while the colleges kind of wind things down from their spring, a few games still left on this weekend coming up, the high schools will crank up in 2 weeks from today. And it should be an interesting month. It's a time of year when the colleges get an opportunity to come visit the high schools. This past month, a lot of the high school coaches, had an opportunity to entertain or to go and be entertained by college coaches along with some players and travel around to different schools. But now it's up to the colleges to come in and not only pick out kids in this current senior class coming up at 2025, but look ahead, and especially with a lot of things going on with the portal, a lot of kids are having to make a decision faster these days because they don't want to be left out in the cold, because as we know, the high school recruiting is kind of diminishing when the NIL and the transfer portals being filled at the college level. So obviously a lot of things going on. One of the coaches who has traveled with his team, promotes his team as well as anybody, no matter where he's been at, whether it's been MacArthur, Miramar, Booker T, Washington, when he was at Florida Memorial as well. And he's got things cranked up at Miami South Ridge, where he takes his kids around, gives them exposure. Coach Pierre Sinatis is kind of kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's been a busy few weeks for you, and it's only getting get busier in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Larry. I appreciate the opportunity to get on the show with you this evening and to kind of highlight our young men down here in South Florida.
You have an opportunity to not only mentor these young men, but and teach them football with a great staff that you have, but also take them on the road during the off season and then during the summer to see these college campuses, to kind of, you know, when these kids go away, a lot of them haven't been out of the state of Florida. A lot of them haven't been on their own for a couple of days. And a lot of these things, and you know, when these caravans go, you know, to Alabama and to Mississippi, to Georgia, Louisiana, and all these places, they're seeing a lot of historic spots that these young men read about in history, or, you know, and here they are. So it becomes like a twofold objective to not only see colleges and play football, but also get a little bit of education along the way.
Man, absolutely, man. We talk about having the end in mind, and the end in mind is not always state championships. We've been blessed to have state championships and national championships and have those great signing days. But we want to make sure they're getting an education and degree, and we're creating great football players, but greater men. And that kind of goes into just kind of exposing the real life. And so this past spring break, you know, we were able to go to 9 schools in 4 days, you know, through the state of Alabama and the state of Georgia, like you stated, and got a chance to, you know, some first time these young men have been into the mountains and seen cities they've never thought they'd ever stop through, and experienced, you know, the MLK Monument in Metro Atlanta. As we can, you know, go by Georgia Tech and Georgia State and Clark Atlanta, but we can also take a few minutes to see where Martin Luther King actually preached and where he's buried, and have a historical moment with our young men and kind of get them ready just beyond the football field, but the scope of life, and to be well-rounded like we all desire them to be. So it's a great vision that we have here with our student athletes here, with from the administration, the parents, and we're able to kind of focus on that year-round. That's kind of our mission and our service to our student athletes here at Miami Southridge.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a lot of talks with the parents, and, you know, I try to explain them, you know, the part, well, you know, we could go to see North Carolina on our own. Yeah, but you know what? It's better to have it with coaches who have contacts up there. Not only that, but have an opportunity to kind of break bread together, to, you know, stay in hotels together and be in, you know, and talk a lot. And obviously the kids sleep a lot on the buses and such. What a great way. And you know, about 10, 15 years ago, they started these little – actually, Mark Berman was ahead of his time. People don't realize, but Mark used to do this back in the 80s, you know, 80s and 90s, with taking kids to different schools around, and no one in the country was doing it, and they all kind of like scoffed at him. But, you know, I mean, it really, I think there's a purpose to it. The kids, you know, kind of who, like you said, never been away before, get a little taste of what it's going to be like. I mean, because, you know, when they go to college, and let's say they're outside this area, and their comfort zone in South Florida, they're going to have to make their own decisions. They're going to have to make their own decisions when to do the wash and, you know, take out their garbages and things like that, where they look at now when parents tell them, you know, to do your chores, they look at it like it's a death sentence. But all it is a learning process, and they get to apply it. Talk about some of those spots, because you love to go to those big schools, but those smaller schools, and I tell a parent or two here and there, for every one kid it's going to go Power 5 or FCS, there's 100 kids, maybe even 1,000 kids that are going to play NAIA, Division 2, Division 3. Talk about that.
Larry, you hit the nail on the head with just the, you know, a generation that's well taken care of, but the scope of football has changed. I heard you talk about the portal, other things you talked on your show tonight. And so we've kind of refocused our scope. So we did start with Kennesaw State, who's now gone into Division I level, and Coach Bohanna did a great job there. But we went to Clark, and we went with Coach Keaton, who's a Division II head coach who spent a copious amount of time with our young men. And then we finished at West Georgia that night with Coach Taylor, who's having a night practice, who's, you know, in the huddle, who's taking our kids position to position. So not only are you getting, like you said, that experience and that camaraderie with your teammates, but you're getting face-to-face interaction with an FCS head coach, a Division II head coach, an FBS program that went FCS, that's transition, excuse me. And so, and you're talking about watching two practices and getting a visit and going to a different, like, these young men aren't stopping in West Georgia, you know, and they're wild as dreams, you know, but taking them to different locations like that. And day two, we set metro, we went to Georgia Tech and Georgia State. So you get an ACC school, but you get to see a Georgia State who's thriving and growing their program. And then we finished off at Jackson State, which, you know, Terry Jefferson, one of our former athletes, you talked about at Booker T, now position coach with Rich Rod on that staff. And we're in the mountains of Alabama, in the East Mountains of Alabama. Our young men have never been, and most of the guys on that trip have never stepped foot in Alabama or the mountains of Alabama. And they get to see Rich Rod and his staff, who's super intense, you know, no-nonsense staff. And then we finish through Birmingham. And then you go to a division school. We stop and see Eddie Robinson at Bama State, and they're Alabama State, and they had super early morning practice, and they're super intense. And then we finish off with Valdosta State. And, you know, Valdosta State, you know, small town, and it feels like Athens, and it's right on the handle of panhandle border of Georgia, Florida. And we finish at a small Division II school, and we see kids that that were in South Florida. We got Ribalta that was at Central. You got Schooler that was a South Florida kid that was on the South End that finished at Booker T. Washington that are now playing at Valdosta State, and they're coming up to us and embracing us. And these kids are like, how the coach, who are these kids? And they're like, and they're recognizing the South Ridge and the Miami 305 kids. And these young men, just like yourself, who were at the junior college level or Division I level, and who have portaled their way through other places, and have recognized us, and it was an incredible experience for our young men to see from the coaches, like I said, Coach Jackson about off the state. It was just a plethora of men pouring into our kids, and it's an invaluable experience, and that's what it's about. And you talked about, we've been doing it down here. A lot of our coaches do it down here, like no other coaches in the country. Take our young men and expose them to great things.
I agree. Coach Pierre Sinatus, head coach at Miami Southridge, joins us on our South Florida High School Sports Show for a Monday evening. And, Coach, you know, the thing is you've been on both sides of this. I mean, you were a college coach at Florida Memorial, so you kind of know that you have to go into living rooms or tell the parents, hey, listen, you know what? Not everybody could play at Ohio State or Miami. But if you come to a program like a Florida Memorial, St. Thomas, Kaiser, who is a defending national champions in NAIA, or, you know, Warner, Weber, any of the NAIA schools, or Pensacola with West Florida, who before last year was the last team in the state of Florida to win a national championship at the Division II level, the idea of letting them know, listen, if you want to play professionally, you're going to have to go against those kids that are at every other school anyway. So you might as well enjoy your time and be close to home and let your family see you play. Talk about that, because you look in Miami Gardens alone and you have two college football programs, two really good college football programs that facilitate a lot of young men from South Florida, especially in Miami-Dade and Broward County. Talk about the advantages of going to a smaller school.
I think it's a godsend to have those programs open up, and we were able to be at Florida Memorial and launch that program into existence and rebirth that program. And we talk about just giving a kid an experience in the college environment, and those programs are competing and beating Division II schools. When you look at Kaiser and St. Thomas and Florida Memorial's schedule, they're playing guys in the SIAC across the Mississippi College, and they're beating these Division II perennial power programs. So you talk about the immediate amount of talent that's as good as anybody in the country. And so the talent in South Florida is still there. I think that and it's just finding the opportunity, you know, and I think these young men have really driven, like you said, what Kaiser has ascended to a national championship program in a small amount of time. And with St. Thomas on the hill, Florida Morris in the hills, you're talking about great, great football, great education, an ability to continue to find an opportunity. And you're seeing these young men go to these programs and still go and able to portal if they need to. I think St. Thomas kicker is now at FIU, and there's other young men at Florida Morris that have gone on to junior colleges and Division II and FCS and FBS programs. And same thing with Kaiser University. And so with a fraction of colleges in the state of Florida, as huge as the state of Florida is, and the limited amount of colleges that we have, those opportunities are so invaluable. And we're lucky to have those NAIA schools. And I think we think NAIA, and we're thinking Division IV, Division V, small, and it's far from that. You're talking about coaching, elite facilities, elite athletes on a national scale. And they rival the FBS, and they are perennial Division II caliber programs easily if they want to join those conferences. So you have to really do your homework.
Let me remind the fans, especially Miami fans who watched the kid Ward quarterbacking on Saturday. He started at NAIA at Incarnate Word. So, I mean, it's not where you start out, it's where you end up. And now, especially with the transfer portal and such, you could start out at a Florida Memorial St. Thomas.
Absolutely.
But
yes, sir.
All of a sudden, you know, there's a chance for you to play at FCS football. You look at North Dakota State all these years, you know, everyone goes, oh, wow, it's cold. Yeah, cold, but they win national championship after national championship. Same thing with South Dakota State. Now you're seeing a lot more Florida kids kind of filter their way into Montana, into South Dakota to play because they realize that, you know, if they continue to advance their game, they may not be in that position, you know, for long because everybody has an opportunity now advance from year. They're like they were year to year contracts before, but now they're really year to year contracts. Before we let you go, you got spring practice starting in 2 weeks. What do you guys want to get out of this spring?
Oh, man, I think we're just really coming together. I think our culture is in a great place. The headspace, the unity and the bond that these young men are playing with is special. And everybody talks about standard and culture, so you hear those things. But when it comes to fruition and you see it, and the ownership is there, the talent is out. You know, it's always out. You're going to have these just freakish athletes that you're going to see run across the field. We want to continue to highlight those young men. So we're going to play a spring game on the 22nd here against Monsignor Pace and Berlin Jesuit, and we're going to invite every college out. We're also going to be on Gould's Park the week before on 15th into the community. So we'll be in Gould's on the park and in the middle afternoon, and we'll have a great black and red inner squad to showcase to our community and let every young man have an opportunity to kind of be there. And last year we had numerous colleges there, and so we're going to blast those calendars out, and we're going to, you know, get our young men out there. And you know, we had a plethora of Division I and all county athletes are returning, so we want to continue to elevate those young men, keep them healthy, get them ready for summer. We're going to have a monster summer travel as well at Miami Southridge. Like you said, we want to make sure, but it's a little different. We're going to go where they want us. Like you said, we can't go to Bama and Georgia and Ohio State if they're not recruiting us. We're going to go where we want it. If it's App State, if it's Penn State, if it's Louisville, if it's, you know, Miami, Ohio, instead of University of Miami, we're going to go where they're recruiting our young men. And we're going to show those young men, those universities, those coaching staffs, the facilities and, you know, faculty and staff, and see if that fits where they want to be the next 4 or 5 years. And play tremendous football and get a great education.
No doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough.
Same. Good to hear you, Larry. You're a godsend, man. We appreciate you and all you do in South Florida, Larry.
I'm back at you. Thanks, Coach. Coach Pierre Sinatus, the head coach at Miami Southridge, doing a tremendous job. University of Miami Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.